Oh. Sup, nerds? We're back from... it's Halloween! I think we woke up and pissed off everybody around
our landlord, as
house.
Well as any listeners using headphones.
And me. Ears hurt.
This house is the keeper of the four keys, because you legit need four keys that are in a random order to get in.
These are the kind of jokes we've been dropping all day.
I hope
they're fantastic.
This is the final day of raw power with the powerful podcast crew, IRL.
AKA episode 14E.
E, yes.
14E.
14E.
E as in Edgar or...
Echo.
Or Exxon. Andy D. Aris.
Wow. That was awful.
Epic.
It was so bad. It was a pity laugh.
We just arrived from the Halloween show in Chicago.
We did not want out.
We did not want out.
We did during the song.
No, I was really sleepy. I was loving the show, but
sleepy?
I kind of wanted out.
Oh, what the fuck?
Because I was tired.
Are you kidding me? That show
I loved
was
the
like,
show.
It was so
it was great.
Awesome.
That show
but
was
I
like
was
too
so
almost
tired.
It was can't almost 3 hours time. Long, and I honestly didn't feel like it lasted
no,
3 hours.
Was long.
No, it only
Ask
felt like an
hours.
Hour and a half,
yeah.
But I was just so tired.
And I have the shortest attention span. I would have been bored immediately if it was shitty. It wasn't shitty.
It was
really
great,
good.
Great show.
Yeah.
And the crowd was so much better than Brock Power. This felt like an actual real show.
I saw some old people almost get into a fight because one guy, like...
Get off your fucking
yeah,
phone!
Yeah. So this was definitely a real show. Old people fighting.
Yeah, it was more...
There was moshing. I almost died like 8 times.
It was like traveling back in time to 1988.
What?
People need to get off the phone.
People
yeah,
do need
enjoy
to get off
the
fucking
damn
phone.
Show.
Enjoy the damn show.
Yeah.
Said the podcast that then posted pictures of the show.
No, like, I barely took any pictures. I took, like, yeah. I took a picture, like, twice.
I have
I was,
no pictures of the show because
yeah, no.
we got
Nobody
smashed in
fucking
so far in the front.
Okay, so podcast people don't know that I'm, like, 5'2" and 115 pounds. I'm not a large person. I was at the edge of the pit, like, the entire time.
Press the power button.
Oh my god, the stove is on!
Don't turn the
Can
fucking
not...
stove on!
So this phone right now is...
Raw power!
...is on the stove, because this house is interesting.
Yeah, it's maybe our last.
So don't turn
maybe
the stove
Maybe we should
on.
Get real hotels next year.
That's more
no,
expensive.
No, but that's not fun.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Because, like...
Everything is crooked.
Yeah, everything
slightly.
is a little bent here, and the floors may or may not work, and...
And the walls are fake,
and
not buying the wood. And they are, we just wrongly applied.
I would ask if people care about our Airbnbs, but I don't think we care about what they care about right now. It's 5 days.
Okay, so
Halloween.
So Halloween. Halloween. It was a smallish venue.
Pretty small.
It was
small.
It was smaller than I expected. I thought it would be like a big fucking like.
It
thing.
Was low ceilings and the
yeah.
stage. And
yeah, the stage was small for seven people, but
they
managed.
They had three guitarists.
Vastly different from the center stage because
yeah, nothing like
dome ceiling, monstrous like this
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
you know, on the top floor of a three-floor building. And
some was better at the from the mid side.
Well, I thought
the
sound was
the
great.
Back.
I
yeah.
heard like every note of the bass. It was great from where I was standing in the middle, at the edge of the pit,
yeah.
where
I could even
large sweaty men were
the closer,
hurled.
The closer you
in
get
our direction.
To the closer you go to the stage, it was considerably crappier, but it was fun.
It's okay, you had fun, and also this is your second time seeing Halloween, so
yeah,
like
yeah,
whatevs.
Yeah.
And you're also gonna see them again, so like whatevs again.
Yeah,
like two more times.
Just
veteran.
Just
that's alive.
You're a seasoned veteran of pumpkins still united.
They're gonna start recognizing you. The
yeah.
giant fucking
They're like, why is this guy in like
the giant
two countries?
Like, Hispanic guy going
following
crazy.
Us everywhere.
Hey, they recognize people from the Vegas show.
So well, that was like the
German
media.
And Japanese couple.
Yeah, it was like
wow.
a bit more
They do stand out.
Yeah, that's standard.
So that means
me.
That couple flew from Vegas. To
yeah,
Chicago.
there's always people that
so,
just follow world tours.
So we're actually not insane for like
no.
flying from
there were
Atlanta
a lot of
to
people
Chicago.
From Brock Power.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
saw like 10
okay.
at least.
Yes,
it was crazy.
Oh, good.
Shout out to
Alonzo,
who we saw, and other people that I recognized but didn't know the names.
Guy in the rush hat that I talked to three times
with glasses. He had glasses.
Yes.
Shout out to the guy
bald.
who whose girlfriend had an Aelstorm jacket. We saw them on the plane.
Yeah, we
and I high-fived them.
Yeah. Shout out to the gold badge guy wearing the red Prague Power shirt today.
And Nathan, organizer of days 1 and 2.
Shout out to him.
Was there.
Oh, he was there?
He was.
Oh, I didn't know.
He walked by us in line. Ben was like, hey, that's Nathan.
Organizer.
So shout out to Nathan. Nathan, you put together a good show, and then a second good show.
And then he went to a really good show.
I burped.
Yeah. So...
This is raw power. It's
this
okay.
This is the rawest of the powers.
I know. Yeah. I think at least 2 people have listened to these, so...
They're like 100 downloads an episode.
Yeah, but does that mean they listened?
I don't give a fuck. I said that the other day.
Yeah. So, about the show. They had issues with the screen at the start, but...
The stage was too small, so yeah. the videos were like blocked by the drum kit.
Yeah.
The drum kit was as tall as the screen on this.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Halloween would involve so much anime.
I like
there's just like anime pumpkins doing like derpy things that I couldn't see because I'm fucking short.
I liked the backgrounds that were like individual animations during the songs.
Yeah, those were great.
Like the Pumpkins United video, but like different for every song.
I thought it was cool that they sometimes like had a video feed of the stage going
on. Oh yeah, that was great. With the
with like the filters on it.
Yeah, it was great.
It was like on a quarter second delay and it looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
It added like an extra dimension.
It was a 3D, 4D.
And some lyrics occasionally too.
Lyrics that were blocked by the drum kit.
Oh yeah, lyrics that is fine because everyone was singing along because you could, so you could just like kind of pick it up anyway.
Please go to a bigger venue next time. It sold out, so you can probably get more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, because they're listening, so you can talk to them.
Yeah. Kai.
Thanks. Shout out to Kai like. Hansen, Michael, Michel Kiske,
Michel
Kiske, and Andy Darris.
Yeah, and everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other guys.
So fantastic.
Big thing that happened, like midway for the show, I'm not sure, but the stage was a bit
short. Weird.
It was short, and there were 2 boxes that were holding the wedges, the monitors, that were clearly marked, but the end of the stage was not marked with glow in the dark tape, with fluorescent tape. So at a point when they were just finishing a song and doing the rock and roll finish, Kiske was just walking by and fell off the stage on his back, and he was terrifying. And everyone was concerned, but luckily nothing happened to him, and he could just go on.
Because he's that metal.
Without any
issue.
He
survived.
But it was like it was really concerning.
Yeah, from the back and being short, all I saw was like a roadie really concernedly.
Oh, like
run out on stage
to his rescue.
I really didn't want to witness the death of Kiske.
Yeah, yeah, no, we did not want Kiske
that would have been
to die
really
here
sad.
In Chicago.
It was a huge,
that would have been
Chicago of all places.
It wasn't a minor fall, but luckily he was all right and he continued to show like nothing happened.
Like a champ.
Yeah,
it made cheering for like that bit of the encore kind of weird because it's like, is he fine?
Yeah,
is this okay?
Is he going back? But he came back.
Because, yeah, that was, like, as they started going into their encore set. So I was really, like, confused about whether or not the encore was going to happen at all.
Was the eagle going to fly free?
Yeah. Unfortunately, fly it did.
It flew very free.
Yeah, the eagle flew very free. I got pulled to the edge of the pit again because, I don't know.
What was it like moshing?
It was fine.
Dark and I, like, forced our way to the front, like, 2 or 3 rows of people. And it was so densely packed.
No,
like there was, I was getting kneed in the kidneys.
It was like it was like a real show.
All the keepers
like
and
almost like a real show.
Almost like a real show.
How stinky was it?
Well, the first time we moved up after like that pit broke out, we moved directly under an air vent, and it was glorious.
Oh, you guys were under the AC the entire time.
Yeah, and AC up here suddenly the first row.
So that's perfect. You got all the energy of the first row, and you have AC.
I was cool. I didn't smell. It was incredible.
Wow.
Prime placement.
Also, they didn't turn on the AC until like 3 or 4 songs in.
Yeah, it was hot as shit.
It was a very bad decision.
I
say that Broke Power just spoiled us with the constant AC because we shouldn't be thinking that every venue will have AC.
Every venue in America should have AC.
No.
Unless it's like a dinky bar.
This is a dinky bar in the can of 40s.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And there's like 30 people. So AC's very fine. Standard.
We were at the front during sunsets. We were at the front with Zeldafine and with Beezer, who's here as well.
Yeah, I'm here.
He had a good time as well.
He also had a good shower, so he's very clean, unlike the rest of us.
He's rocking that new Pumpkins United shirt. Keepers on
the side.
Two people have the Keepers.
You guys look good. Keepers.
So
it's Keepers Part 1 art on the front, and then you flip Keepers Part 2 art on the back.
Except this is a podcast, so you can't see shit.
Yeah.
The merch was really good, though.
We'll send some pictures of merch.
Yeah, we'll put pictures of the stuff that we got eventually.
Okay. All of the merch. Sweatshirt. Not just Halloween merch, but all of the merch. We'll need to have a merch haul
album
or something.
Oh, yeah.
Including my bootleg.
Our bootleg.
Nobody bought the nuclear blast condom, so we can't include
that. There's nuclear blast condoms? Yeah. Well, they're in the shape of, like, little missiles.
It said something like it could blast off responsibly.
It's a container nuclear blast.
It should have been. It should have been in the shape of little missiles. It'd be so funny. Well,
they were wrapped. So,
We all have to fly real early tomorrow.
Yeah.
Except for Larry, but
except for Biscuit, we're all leaving. Yeah. Bye.
So we're gonna take showers now and do stuff.
We'll do a real quick. Real quick, what was everyone's favorite song? You have to pick one, starting with Fernando.
This is hard for me.
Should we skip you?
We'll come back to you.
We'll
come back to you.
I'd say that. No, can what? I say that the whole thing is like one whole song?
No.
It's not one whole song.
It's 3 hours worth of individual songs.
But I like the whole thing.
We'll skip you and come back. Ben.
While you're thinking, I thought it was cool they opened with I'm Alive. Or not I'm Alive. Halloween.
Halloween.
13-minute song to open it? No problem. We got it. You can't do that with most bands.
Keeper of the Seven Keys.
Theocracy can.
Theocracy.
That was fantastic.
Keeper of the Seven Keys from Ben. It was fantastic.
That's what he said.
Pizor. He's give him a minute.
Heavy Metal was fun.
Yeah, that's a good chanting.
That was real fun. That was a good chorus.
Yeah, that's also when I got separated from you guys. The pushed me away rather than him.
Because, like, I was, like, sort of behind the two of you, and then there was a guy who wedged in the middle. I kind of had to dedicate, okay, who am I going to stick with?
The dude also, elbowed me pretty hard and stuff.
It was a rough show.
No, there was one dude. One dude wasn't cool. One dude wasn't cool. You dude, you weren't cool. That's bad, dude.
Not as many polite metal fans.
Reverse shout out.
It was less polite.
No, maybe it was just more 80s than we're used to.
That's
no.
Who knows?
He was a bad dude.
Violent mosh pits. Usually you don't throw elbows. It's just like really hard shoulder checking.
Yeah, that's okay.
There was a dude throwing bows.
The moment you're like moving your arms independently, you're
that's wrong.
That guy hit me in the nuts, actually.
Oh no!
What the fuck?
Oh no!
The whole point of mosh is just you're running into each other.
Like the big fat guy was throwing elbows.
You don't go for damage.
Yeah.
Well, and he was also.
It's at least shared.
That's gross.
He's a big fat dude.
When you tackle people, it's at least shared.
So there were a lot of mosh fights, and there's also a new guy here that wasn't on any of the podcasts ever.
Oh, you're right. He avoided us.
He's been in recording.
We got super special guest, Jaweezy.
All right.
He like made food in the background of like.
What was your favorite song?
Oh, Keepers, hands down.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that is the correct answer.
Those solos are so...
Like, I think the most important thing was the fact that it was actually a 3-hour show, but it didn't feel like it.
No,
not at all.
Like, that was a... Like, what? Is it like 10 minutes?
Keepers?
Keepers is like 14.
Yeah.
It's long as
fuck. It didn't even feel like it was long. It just... It felt good.
It felt good is the review. That's all you need.
Spoiler, Jaweezy is like a hella normie.
It felt good. He's not a metal person at all.
You're not.
Yeah.
You have a Halloween t-shirt and you're talking about the
supporting. You're a metal person now.
He's talking about it feeling right.
You're metal by osmosis.
You're not a metal. You're not a metal.
All right.
Yeah.
Four gates.
Starlight!
Four gates.
I just did it.
Starlight.
Yeah.
But they didn't play all Starlight, though.
Because I like it.
All right.
It's fine.
They only play a medley, though.
It's fine.
It was like a Jericho medley.
The Kai medley.
One song from the EP, one song from the album, and then...
I like that whole medley.
That's fine. You can say a medley.
Yeah. That's one song. The whole Starlight sequence. Yeah. I'll stop right there. The Kai sequence. He was the Kai trilogy. I liked his hat too.
When Kai came out, I didn't know that it was Kai because I took off my glasses. But everyone started cheering. So
you're
I'm like, who could this be that isn't already on stage? It's got to be Kai.
He already was on stage.
Was he?
He went out to get the hat.
Oh, that might have been
it. The fact that he came back on and no one else was at that point, it's like, okay.
That might have been it.
It's Kai time.
Yeah.
Kai time.
Kai time.
Shows are very difficult when you have to take off your glasses.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. I took off my
glasses. I'm not as blind as you, though, so I can take them off.
Yeah, I can see, but I lose some detail.
I can't see.
I have contacts.
But I gotta take off my glasses, otherwise I'm gonna end up on the floor.
I have technology in my eyeballs.
Are we the only ones that can see?
Proper eyesight!
All right. Zelda fan, 355, what was your 356 favorite song?
My 356 favorite songs were... is it cheating to say I Want Out?
No.
That was fun.
That was sick.
Yeah. Like that, or Eagle Fly Free was really dope too.
I Want Out was they played that as their last encore.
It was kind of two encores.
It was two encores.
It was like their last encore.
Yeah.
Last encore.
Yeah.
After Future World.
Yeah.
Also like, after the encore set.
Yeah.
And then like the whole Kai, Kai Time was sick.
Kai Time, High Time was sick.
Kai Time was really good.
I think my favorite moment was our synchronized swaying during
guys were super cute.
It was me, Darko, and Pizor, we had a moment, hands around each other.
We had a moment.
And we had a moment.
You guys
and
were adorable.
It was, touched my heart.
Just like
an Aelstorm. Just like an Aelstorm. Oh, and my biggest disappointment is when Kiski didn't touch my fingertips.
Almost there.
I was so close.
Oh, you were like the album cover.
Yeah.
Like... Wait, turn around.
You were Keepers Part 2.
Yeah, it was like a few inches away.
Look at the Keepers Art Part 2 and like move the hands away a few inches and that's what it was.
Kyle's like the devil hand.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, because Kiski's the good hand, obviously.
Yeah.
Kiski's beautiful hand.
I tried. The guy behind me, I think, was showing me to try to get me in there.
Well, he was trying to help you.
While kneeing the kidney, fuck. He apologized. He was nice.
How does it even happen?
I don't know. I couldn't see. Could you see what he was
doing? The one that was behind you?
Yeah. High kicks.
He was trying to get in front of me, like, if he, like, as he could.
Oh, well,
like,
and you fought him off for me?
No, I was just standing there. There's no way you can pass me in the show.
Oh, Darko the steel wall.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass. He is the wizard after all.
Yeah, you are the wizard of audio and editing. And this time, not editing.
Not editing anything.
Because this phone will not fall off
this
paper towel.
This is his favorite episode because he has to do so little work.
And into the stove.
Alright, so...
We didn't turn off the stove.
I had like five different favorite songs there, so
you have to pick one.
I would say
I want out.
And Kai Time, High Time. Returning to me, I would say because I really liked the song, it was fun to sing along to it. Pumpkins United.
Oh, I love Pumpkins United.
I was expecting that to come later in the show.
Solid choice.
It was like right in the middle.
Yeah. Was it the same set list?
No,
it was not.
March of Time wasn't there.
Speaking of,
Pumpkins United wasn't
there. That's
your favorite. Yeah, no, so...
Pumpkins United wasn't in there because it wasn't out when he saw them.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I thought it came out when they
announced No, it was out. The song was out, but they weren't
playing. It was when they announced the tour.
They probably hadn't learned it yet.
They announced the tour.
It happens that you record the song and then you have to actually learn it to play live.
Like how Helium Prime doesn't know Human Condition, even though it's the best song on the new album.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they said?
I told Chad, I asked Chad if it's on the set list, he said no.
Helium Prime, if you're listening to this, can you guys learn that song?
Please. Learn it before Friday,
learn
please.
Learn it before Tuesday,
you.
Or Wednesday. What they said?
I think
Wednesday.
I'm attempting to see them on Thursday, and it might not happen.
Okay, learn it on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. Thanks.
You gotta do it, man.
Alright, so my favorite song. A little spoiled a little bit, but I came into this and I'm like, Pizor, what's on the set list?
I don't know.
And Pizor was like, I don't know. I'm like, are they playing March of Time? And he's like, oh no, they haven't played that yet.
I said probably not because
yeah,
they hadn't played it.
Because they hadn't played it yet.
Obviously, that's a decent right.
We need a safe guess.
We need a shot. Was this the very first March of Time on the whole tour? We need
probably
not.
Yesterday?
Yeah, or
in LA.
I didn't check.
Whenever they started.
But yeah,
either way, we got March of Time.
I didn't expect March
cool.
of Time, and it came on. And it took me a second because I couldn't hear like the first couple of riffs.
You can't hear like the piano really.
Yeah,
everyone's cheering and shit.
But then it came on, and I'm like, "Holy shit!"
It's Like,
this is fucking March of Time, and that's when the glasses came off. Glasses came off for March of Time, and I spent all of my energy for the whole show on that one song, pretty much.
I turn around
until
I
like rallied at the end.
I turn around, I see this guy going nuts. It was great.
March of Time is hands down my favorite Halloween song, and I think it's Michael Kiske's best recorded performance that he's ever done.
I was a little sad that they didn't play Twilight of the Gods, but I will live.
Yeah, like it was the set list was really complete. Like
it's good.
You can't complain because
they touched all the eras.
And excellent, an amount of songs and the little anime guys.
I was surprised they didn't Waiting for the Thunder. That was brought some from one of the least newer ones. That seemed like a odd choice, but I liked it a lot.
I think it worked.
I like the song. It's really good. That one's great.
But not a dull moment.
The show had a nice flow to it. Except when, like,
Kiske died,
froze when Kiske
fell,
and he was like, "Is like, this taking longer? Kiske alive?
Is this a bit? No, yeah. It's not. Oh, fuck!"
And then he said, "I'm alive."
Yeah, I was waiting for him to just come back and play that again. I love that song.
Just to reassure everybody that he's alive.
That's my favorite on Keepers One.
Special mention: Kiske's and Darius jackets are fucking awesome. I said this before, probably.
Yeah, Darius's is black with red accents and, like, the Pumpkins United shit on it. And then Kiske's is red with black accents and the Pumpkins United shit on it. And I think it has When They Joined the Band as a patch.
That's
it?
Really cute.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, was
it
the
was
back...
either that or when the band formed, because I actually didn't see Darius's patch.
Was the back... So one say has Pumpkins and one says United? I thought I saw that.
But the Kiske's one says United. It's a pumpkin with the ring that says United, and it's
Well, and he had a patch that said 84 on it.
No, but I'm talking the big on the back.
On the back.
It was on the back.
One said pumpkins and one said United. That's so cute.
If someone noticed if Darius had a back patch, it was when he joined the band. Let us know. It would have been like on at the bottom left.
But looking at him joining 84.
Oh well, then never mind.
That's when the self-titled EP came out.
That makes sense.
Are you joining, like,
I don't know dates.
Seven
about there.
Thereabouts.
I think they were
around. They started
just
with Kai
before that.
Somebody
I don't know dates.
Correct us.
Please do.
Someone yell at me for being fucking retarded and not knowing numbers.
No, numbers are hard.
Memorize.
Yeah, I don't learn lyrics. I don't learn dates. So.
Pop quiz. I can't snap.
This is pop quiz.
Yeah, it's tough. It's real tough being at shows not knowing lyrics.
Yeah.
Just scream.
Do you know I
Want
Out?
Fine.
Yeah, I know I Want Out.
Okay, good.
I sang that at karaoke.
Oh, we practiced on karaoke.
Oh,
practiced
on karaoke.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were prepared.
Did not do March of Time at karaoke.
We didn't expect
Also, no way I could sing that.
You might have died.
You might have died if you tried to sing
No way I could sing March of Time at karaoke.
All right. Do we have anything else to say about Halloween other than that? It's fucking incredible.
If you can catch one of these shows, do it.
Yeah, the
I said this last year. I'll say it again.
This will be the best show you see this year.
Catch it.
So,
go. They have an insane amount of dates all around the world, and they are keeping it in. The Pumpkins are still united.
And hopefully,
go and catch this
show. Kiske won't fall off any more stages.
Yeah,
crying.
Please take care, Kiske.
Make him wear a helmet or
something.
I don't know.
No, then you couldn't see the beautiful shine from his head.
His head wasn't actually that shiny.
It wasn't.
No. He didn't polish his head.
Polish
Do bald people polish their heads?
Find out more next time. Find out more next time.
On
Raw Power's Over. Suck it.
Raw Power's Over. Our next
episode
will be... Don't suck
it. Yeah, don't suck it.
It'll
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better be sorry.
Raw Power is over, though.
Yeah, our next episode may or may not be edited. Probably will.
It will take...
It'll be normal.
The next episode may take a while, everyone.
Because everyone's...
We gotta recover.
We need to travel, and I still have another weekend.
Will we have a mini power?
We might have a mini power next week, because... Peter and I are actually catching another Halloween show.
Because they can't get enough of it. So good.
So if you're there, go to see the show. They sold out, but there's a new date that will probably sell out. So go and get your
tickets.
Yeah,
the second New York date that they sell out.
Is it? It's the next day, right?
The next day.
That'll probably sell out. People will buy more tickets.
It might be sold out. I have no idea.
Yeah, we didn't check.
Like, I feel like people are gonna see the first show, and if there are tickets left, they're gonna buy tickets again.
By the time you hear this, it'll be sold out.
Yeah. So there's no use.
And you might get a mini power episode, and then a while until we
and
recover.
It'll be forever.
And then we'll come back.
Expect with something by like Thanksgiving at the latest.
I think that's easily
possible. I wouldn't make any promises.
We can do it by Thanksgiving.
Something about seasons.
Yeah, yeah, Darko has an announcement for everyone.
It's been 1 year. It's been 1 year since we started this.
1 year and more than podcast. 12 episodes. We're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff. We had Hansi.
We had Hansi.
Like four interviews with bands.
Yeah.
And after 1 year.
Big thanks to Judicator, Blind Guardian, Don't Drop the Sword, and Helion Prime for being part of season one of the podcast. It's incredible that we got literally anyone to fucking talk to us.
It's incredible that people listen to this thing. I still don't really believe it.
I don't believe it either until like I met Patrick, I think.
Until that guy in real life.
Yeah, Patrick in real life.
So we have at least one listener. Hi, Patrick.
Yeah, hi, Patrick. You were the first.
The only listener.
Shout out to Patrick. Raw power.
Both Patricks, because there were two Patricks.
Patrick and other Patrick.
Patrick Brown.
I'm sorry.
Patrick something.
You're Patrick.
Patrick and other Patrick.
Was 2 days ago.
Patrick number one.
Happy
birthday. And
stay raw powerful.
And
next season of Powerful.
Yeah, this will be the end of season one of Powerful, because now we have seasons.
Because it's been a year,
and we were able to make this this trip, and it's the first time that we all get together in real life.
IRL.
And it was really great. We planned this. Actually,
over a year ago.
Probably
was it
before the podcast.
Before the podcast.
It was before the podcast even existed.
So we taught ourselves how to podcast.
Yeah, while doing.
We
got the tickets for this, and we had just released two episodes, but we were planning before that for getting flight tickets and everything, and getting the Airbnbs, and it was like
this Airbnb.
The fun house.
Yeah, the fun house.
The Chicago
and the mansion,
house.
The powerful mansion in Atlanta, and the powerful fun house in Chicago. and this was great, and we're coming back.
Not to Chicago.
With season two of Powerful.
Next time, we're just doing prog power, probably.
Yeah,
from Vancouver.
We'll see.
Or we'll just
we'll see where this takes us.
We're gonna have a pizza or mini power.
We'll relocate to Canada
and
something.
And tonight is the last night that we all have together.
And everyone has
for this
early
trip.
Fucking
yeah, we'll have early flights.
Does anyone have any new any final shoutouts? Final shoutouts.
Everyone that was a Broke Power 2018, you were all great.
From last year. Ashley Edison and Alessio Garavello from Power Quest.
Oh yeah.
For filming a video to help convince these guys to come this year.
Yeah, because Ben was our inside man at the moment. He was telling us what the lineup was going to be and trying to sell us on the idea, okay, yes, we're going to do this, and we get to do this, and Alessio, you are also now an emoji on a Discord. Thank you.
Yes.
And
congrats on your emoji promotion.
Yeah, and you're right up there with the great ones. Thank you, everyone that's listening and everyone here that we could do. It's really fun trip, and I hope we can all meet again.
It was your financial support that made this trip possible.
Yeah.
Well, heavy air quotes.
Viewers like you.
Like, oh, we're still operating on a negative, by the way.
$1 a day. You can send this group of assholes back to prog.
Yeah, we're still operating on a negative on the podcast, so hopefully one day we won't be.
The friend I met in Chicago today, shout out to Ray, and he's going to listen to this. He asked me how to do a podcast because he saw that we were doing this. So I was giving him our process.
Our process is very, very not
very messy and
efficient. On stack of paper towels.
I'll
photograph this, but
yeah, you'll see this
anyway.
Final shout out to the MVP band of the weekend. Doublegeddon.
Oh my god.
Doublegeddon,
you make a
shout
life
out to you.
We have made so
we've
many
got two
jokes.
Mics. Double mics, double gettin'.
Two gettin's.
Two gettin's.
Stay powerful.
Yeah.
Stay
good
powerful,
night.
Everyone. And
We forgot to plug our social media.
Oh, wait.
Media.
Wait, do we want to do...
Plug our social media.
Wait. Do we want to do, like, a preview reel of season two?
A
preview
reel? No, we don't have anything.
We don't have a preview. We don't know what we're
we
going...
We don't have anything.
We don't know shit.
Two seasons?
Can we... Two
double seasons?
Two get in.
Fuck off.
Okay, Biscuit, shut up. People are brushing their teeth. We gotta go to bed. Let's plug our social media.
Yeah.
Powerful Podcast on literally everything. Powerful-podcast.com.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram. We'll still be posting weird
powerful
shit.
Powerful PM on Twitter.
Yeah.
Who cares about Twitter?
I do. Because I'm the one who checks it.
You're the Twitter guy.
I'm the YouTube and Twitter guy.
Send us messages to Facebook or however you want
messages on Facebook.
We promise to read everything.
We do read everything and we reply. Sometimes.
Come to the Discord server. Talk some shit. Shout out to Oak for being the one person who I think we know listened to all of this bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm glad
we appreciate
someone did.
The fuck
our drunk slash tired ramblings.
Drunk on metal and alcohol, both in very
same thing.
We'll be back.
Okay, we'll be back. Bye. People gotta go to bed now.
Stay
powerful.
Stay raw powerful, guys.
Stay powerful.